Go ahead and start our meeting, 5 p.m. Tuesday, February the 20th. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Director Duncan.
Present.
Director Salzman.
Here.
Secretary Lee.
Present.
Vice President Young.
Present.
And President Simon.
Present. Now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Jimmy, would you mind leading us?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, members of the public, we have no members of the public physically present. Do we have anyone online?
We do not.
Thank you. And next, we'll do the consent calendar. Any questions or comments?
I just have a comment.
Yes, please.
I just want to continue to thank the staff for making the things on consent, the compliance and activity reports. I tend to always be impressed by the length of the reports and the number of staff who complete them. So thank you for giving us those. Just wanted you to know I do read them.
This is Director Lee. I would like to move the consent calendar.
Director Duncan, second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimous. Next, we'll do association committee authority reports. First is solid waste report.
Okay. Solid Waste Committee meeting on February the 12th at 9:30. The meeting was called to order at 9:30 by myself. Present was Director Young, General Manager Dang, and Solid Waste Program Consultant Natasha Brown. There was no public present, so there were no public comments. We reviewed the status of the strategic goals and found them to be in order. And General Manager Dane stated that since the district's strategic goals were approved, the solid waste goals will be revised for the next meeting. The committee accepted the report. The goals are attached. We then reviewed the key performance indicators. Brown reported that all of the KPIs were met except for motor oil collection goal. I asked if the district is marking the motor oil collection service regularly to ensure the public is aware. Brown stated that the information is available on the recycle schedule website and frequently featured in the newsletters and social media posts. They mentioned that he and Brown are reviewing developing new KPIs that may bring more value to the committee. Staff will bring the suggested KPIs to the committee for a review and approval in the next few months. The committee accepted the report and the KPIs are attached. And then amend SB 1383, eligible food recovery MOU. The committee reviewed the memorandum of understanding with Alameda County Department of Environmental Health in order to verify that the district can conduct the required California State Bill 1383 commercial edible food recovery inspection. The district ability to conduct these inspections is set to expire on March 1st, 2024. In the background, SB 1383 requires certain food generating businesses to have a formal agreement with a food recovery organization to donate surplus edible food and maintain records of their food donation activities. Jurisdictions are required to verify that businesses are complying and can elect to designate an entity to do the inspections. Staff asked the committee to recommend the board to authorize the general manager to amend the SB 1383 eligible food recovery MOU with ACDEH. The committee recommended that the board authorize the general manager to amend SB 1383 and to bring samples of their inspection reports, which is attached. And then item 7, 2024 special assessment notices. Brown provided an update on the past due 2023 Waste Management invoice notifications. Waste Management mailed the first of three notices to customers that have unpaid 2023 invoices. There were 5,957 customers' accounts out of approximately 31,000 customers' accounts that have past due invoices. Amount to be collected is $1,717,440. Customers have until the end of May 2024 to pay the 2023 invoices to avoid charges being placed on their property taxes. Brown stated that one way to avoid having unpaid invoices for trash is to require the property owners, only not tenants, to subscribe to the collection services. The committee asked staff to find out what neighboring jurisdictions have this requirement, and the committee accepted the report. A container monitoring program. The committee reviewed the container monitoring program report, and the committee asked the staff add the two previous months of data for comparison to the number of customers per number of incidents. The committee accepted the report, and we then went on to public education and communication. Brown reported for the month of January, 30 commercial customers were provided program assistance, which includes right sizing of collection services, training, signage, and SB 1383. The number of new customers for January, single family 89, multifamily 0, and commercial 9. New customers are provided information on Oklahoma Solid Waste program services and contact information. The committee accepted the report. Then we went on to community engagement. And Brown reviewed with the committee the following community events and partnerships: San Lorenzo Earth Day event. The district will provide collection service support for the cleanup and will table the event on April the 20th, 2024. District supporting the fourth annual statewide illegal dumping conference with a $1,000 sponsorship which will take place on May 2nd and 3rd. FanFest is to be determined. The anticipated date is June 2024. National Night Out to be determined. Anticipated date is in August. And San Lorenzo HOA Halloween event in October. The committee accepted the reports. Staff and director comments. The committee thanked staff for their work. The meeting was no further business, and the meeting was adjourned at 10:25 a.m. Are there questions?
Just regarding the food recovery organizations, do we know how many there are in Alameda County? And of those, how many of those do we engage with? Or do our commercial customers engage with?
I don't know the number in Alameda County, but I do know the ones in our district, which is 16 tier 2 businesses and 11 tier 1 businesses. So 27 total.
Businesses? Oh, I'm talking about the food recovery organizations like the Alameda County Food Bank that would pick up their surplus supplies.
Good question. Natasha, do you have an idea of how many of those are around us?
We have a list. I'm not sure on the exact number, but I believe there's about three in our area. But I could definitely get you the exact number for Alameda County because it is posted.
Is it sufficient to do the pickups is there enough of them to pick up the surplus food that's being generated?
Yes, for the restaurants, for the most part, they don't have trays of edible food. So mainly would probably be working with the schools. Is it one that would have, kind of consistent numbers to donate versus a tray, a restaurant that works, by orders, on demand by customers?
There's been no instances where the recovery organization might say, well, we have too much, that they would refuse the source. You haven't encountered that yet?
Have not heard that We do meet with Stop Waste and have not heard of any organization that accepts edible food to be at its limit. That would be a great problem. That means that we're working through the system to make sure that we're recovering the max.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Is it, would it benefit us to have another presentation from them? I know that when we enter into the contract with them, we had a presentation, and I was also interested in the questions that Director Stelzman has had. And so just something to think about. My other question is, what is the classification of Dig Deep Farm? Are they a food recovery, or do they, I know they provide, you know, it's a farm, they provide food and stuff, but I thought they also collected surplus food and distributed that as well.
It's a hybrid.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because it's the only, well, it's the only food recovery one that I know in Alameda County. But to your question, mm-hmm. I just happened to meet them. Anyway, thank you. Just, I thought it was a hybrid.
Director Duncan, may I have a clarification by presentation? Were you referring to the Stop Waste presentation or the overall?
Well, from, you know, when we first entered the MOU, entered into the MOU, they made a presentation. I don't know if anyone else is interested. I know you had some questions, particularly since we're getting ready to renew it. But I'm fine with it. I mean,
I'm open. That's the board, and yeah. I have to dig back to see what presentation was actually given to. I don't recall it.
Okay. Before we signed the MOU, they gave a presentation to talk about what services that they were going to
provide. The County Department of Environmental Health. If the board wishes that, I'm certainly happy to set it up.
I'd be interested. Yeah, if we have a full workshop slot, that might be a good idea to think about putting there.
I just know I need to a refresher on it.
Could I just add on to that recommendation if you're going to have, I don't remember the Environmental Health Department coming and making a presentation, but if Rita does, that's good enough for me. But maybe if we invite Environmental Health, we should also invite one of the staff members from Stop Waste to talk about the specifics on how many organizations are in the entire county, how many we use, how many agencies are involved in accepting the food, which would answer all of these questions. I mean, I could bring a report to you, but and I think I've reported on some of this before, but it doesn't always stick when we're talking because we don't think about it. But and you could add Stop Waste to that list, and I'm sure they'd send the right person.
Sounds like there's generally the board wants a presentation, so I'll work on that. If there is not a board workshop slot, I'll make sure I put it on a lighter board agenda.
It's okay. All right.
Questions or comments? Thank you, Director Duncan. We'll go ahead and move to Personnel Committee. Director Stelzman.
Personnel Committee met on Wednesday, February 14th at 4:30 p.m. I called the meeting to order at 4:34. I was present. Director Lee was absent. Also present were General Manager Dang and Admin Services Manager Luna. No members of the public were present. And then we reviewed the status of strategic goals. Everything was either complete or in progress. And then we reviewed the KPIs. We touched on some possible ideas for how to renew the KPIs for future meetings, working on using more qualitative data rather than the quantitative data as is presented currently. We then reviewed the Flush Right campaign efforts for 2023. Attached is a chart. All the results summary on this chart were provided by, is that organization that we use?
Placemaking.
Placemaking? Yes.
Seems like all goals and baselines, our results exceeded the goals with the exception of the FlushRight resource page, number of page views. The goal was 900, whereas the result was 501. All of the results had exceeded the preset goals. We then had a recruitment update. Staff was informed, myself, of the two current vacancies in the district, the operations manager and the electrical instrumentation technician. Some viable resumes have been received for both of these positions, and it's still a work in progress. There was also an update to the committee on the new hire for the field engineer position, which began on February 12th, not too long ago. We then had staff and director comments and adjourned the meeting at 4:45. Any questions?
Are the FlushRight goals, are the goals for, goals for personnel are going to be looked at again too. So would that mean that placemakers' goals are going to be looked at too?
The strategic goals are separate than the FlushRight campaign goals. But
this is part of our communication plan, isn't it? Right. Okay. So we'll talk about it more. I got it. Thanks.
Mr. Stelzman. Next, we'll move to a report from East Bay Discharges Authority, February 15th, 2024. I'll go ahead and present on that. In the board packet, there's the compliance report. There is no NPDES violations in December. Member agency CBOD and TSS are shown in the attached table. And we note that in late January, Oraloma had a high TSS event. And the final data from January 30 are not yet available at the time this agenda was prepared and not reflected in the graphs below. Additional information on the event and final numbers will be included in the next report. And now I'll talk about some details from the meeting itself. Jumping to this discussion about the Oraloma high TSS, my understanding that, Jimmy, you can correct me here if I got this wrong, but there was no EBDA violation even though Oraloma was high? Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. So everybody else kind of evened us out?
No, so each plant has its own TSS. Has the same TSS and BOD removal limits, but it's based on a monthly average. So we had the one day of high TSS, which also has consequentially means high BOD, but that gets averaged out with all the other samples we've collected during the month. And initially our read was, this is really high. There is a potential for a violation. Once we got the official lab data results back from a certified lab, it confirmed that we did meet we were below the average number for permit compliance, so we didn't violate.
Okay, Oraloma, individually, we did not violate because you average it out.
Average out all the samples for the month, yes.
Okay.
And that is part of an EBDA permit requirement.
Okay. There was, let's see, on January 23rd, EBDA held a partnership meeting with Oraloma, EBDA, San Francisco Bay Estuary, East Bay Regional Park, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. There's a total of 32 participants, and this was a partnership to discuss the first mile levee project. And the meeting was held in our training room, and a lot of good feedback, a lot of good input. They're moving to 30% designs, and they're gathering feedback for that. There, unfortunately, was no flood control rep present, which is definitely not a good thing. However, Supervisor Marquez was present, and hopefully she can kind of push Alameda County into getting flood control on board. So that was very positive that Supervisor Marquez was there, who is a former Hayward Council member. Let's see, there's an annual NPDES inspection on February 8th, Marina Dechlor and San Leandro plant. That came out positive. There's a MAC meeting on nutrient watershed permits. That's coming up March 8th. And let's see, power outages. There was a number of power outages with PG&E. One of them was at the 12-hour outage at the HEP pump station. And there was another one right here. The pole out front got hit or something happened, and we were out of power for 10 hours, which was a lot longer than we had anticipated to be out for PG&E recovery. I think it was actually a contractor that came through for PG&E that did the work, like multiple contractors. It wasn't even PG&E. So it wasn't the most efficient process of getting our power back, but it happened. So that was that. Angela Andrews at Hayward did give us a good contact for future. Her name is Sarah Yowell at the Government Affairs Rep for PG&E. So hopefully in the future, things will be more efficient with this new contact we have from Angela Andrews. Last is Cargill update. The work is approved to move on. They have work on site at Cargill. That's not being held up from this new rerouting process. So they're going to start preparing for work physically on site. However, the route outside of their facility, there's a meeting with East Bay Parks and state reps for the route along the Bay Shoreline. And that should be happening sometime soon, this follow-up meeting with those districts. And that concludes my updates. Any questions or comments? Okay, we'll keep moving. Last item is approval of committee minutes for entry to district records. Do I have a motion?
Director Young, I will move approval.
Second motion, Director Stelzman.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Passes unanimous. 5-0. Thank you. Next is item number 7.1, authorization to amend SB 1383, Edible Food Recovery MOU.
Yes, this was the item that was just discussed from the Solid Waste Committee. We have an MOU with Alameda County Department of Environmental Health to perform our inspections for our food businesses in the district to make sure they're in compliance related to food donations. And so this MOU expires March 1st, and we're just looking to extend that.
Any questions or comments on that item? Okay, do we have a second?
Director Lee, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimous. Thank you. Next item is 7.2.
Yes, so this is several items in one, but we have both the board and the staff worked together on this for many of the facets of this resolution and item. This is the draft 218 notice, which you should have a hard copy in front of you. Just that is not the final size of the hard copy. That's just what we could print in-house, and just so you could see it in front of you. So today we're asking for approval of the 218 notice that's in front of you that will be mailed out to all our customers, and also setting the public hearing for May 7th. There are two corrections that will be made to the 218 notice in front of you prior to sending out. The first one is we're going to offer an informational workshop to the public. It shows March 21st. We have a conflict that date. So the new date will be April 10th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And then the second update will be the meeting information, the Zoom information that's not on there currently. We're planning on adding that after the approval from the board. Both the April 10th and the public hearing.
The only date that's changing is April 10th.
Right.
We're still doing the May 7th for the public hearing.
Correct.
Zoom is listed, so I was wondering why you...
It just has a bunch of X's on there, so it needs to be updated. I want to be perfectly clear that that needs to be updated.
Please.
Since I interrupted, may I ask another question?
Please.
You said it won't be this size. What size will it be?
The 8.5 by 11.
That size.
Times three, hold it three times.
Okay.
So it'll be much larger. 25 by 11.
Your questions, your comments, or discussion, Dr. Stelzman?
Yeah, I should point out I will be absent for the meeting on May 7th. If no other directors are absent, you should still have a quorum, so I don't think it will be an issue.
You plan to face the public?
Well, absolutely.
I'm going to give them your address.
I already have it.
I know.
Denise, you have something?
Well, I will be asking in the month of March to be excused for the month of April, as well as possibly the first week of May, because I'm going to be on a boat.
So you won't be here on May 7th? And you won't be here on May 7th?
And it's three of us.
We have to have a supermajority to approve the.
I got that. We need three. I get
it. No, we need four.
Yeah, well, then that, therein lies a different problem.
So we have other optional dates. It could be the May 21st meeting. That's the second board meeting of May. That works as well, if that works for the board schedule. And we'll update all the associated resolutions and notices before it goes out.
21st works for me. Okay.
And it gives us plenty of time for our Prop 218 and all the numbers. Yeah, the 21st is fine.
Yeah.
Someone just needs to make an amendment.
Item. Do they?
Oh, do we need to move that?
We need to move an amended motion.
Oh, there's no. Sorry.
I think.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
I do have one other question.
Yeah, if please.
And since I have this eyesight problem, I tried to read this online. It was a little difficult. So if I find anything else in this that I want to make a point of, may I just call you directly?
Yes, hopefully.
It won't be anything substantive. It'll just be spelling or punctuation.
So we are planning on sending it to the printers after this meeting. So if there's...
Stay after the meeting.
Okay.
And try to go through it if I can get my eyes to work. Okay.
You're sending to the printer when?
After this meeting.
Have them make the corrections and start printing them.
Okay, so like the
next, to the customer.
Next few days? Okay. All right. I have a comment. It's very attractive. Looks really nice when you look at it. I can see the public picking it up and say, wow, this looks good. And then you look at the data, and but I look at the data, and still, I mean, our green bar is way down there. So even the data looks good. So it looks good. One question, though, and I'm not saying to change anything. I'm just curious, this picture of the San Francisco Bay is in San Francisco, as opposed to a picture around us, our Orloma Bay. Do you know why we chose this instead of a Orloma?
I don't know the answer. It just looked like a good photo.
This is the junk tires in the bay. That's why. Right?
No junk here, right? No, those were pulled out.
We do say we're environmental stewards of the San Francisco Bay, and that's a recognizable photo for the public.
Okay.
Pretty. Yes, please.
I love the important fact single-family residential customers in the district will pay $1.16 per day for unlimited use of the sewer system. You know, I always push that. It's wonderful. You can flush as many times and your bill does not change.
Water bill will.
That, I don't care about that. That's on them. Anyway.
Just jump.
Please do.
You said that you'll switch this from March 21st, which is a Thursday, to Wednesday, the 10th of April. So why are we choosing Wednesday?
Right after the personnel committee. Staff will be on site already.
Oh.
It could be any day.
I'm just asking because April 10th is not on my radar because I'm not on that committee. So I just want to make sure that I put it on a day that I'm available. It would be an evening meeting or an afternoon meeting?
5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m.
5:30? The document says 5 o'clock.
Right, we're changing that.
So you'll change it to April 10 at 5:30.
Correct.
And then May 21st then is a regular board meeting?
Correct.
And that would be for the hearing date. Okay, got it. All right. I do have one quick question. May or may not be terribly critical, but since Castro Valley is our partner in the plant, which means they send all of their effluent here and it goes to our system. So what are they charging their customers for? And why is it almost double what we charge?
So they charge their customers for their collection system because they own their own, and for their garbage collection and recycling organics. They also have a different solid waste contract than we do.
I know that. Yeah, I'm
the rates are much different than ours.
Rates are different. But
their rates would also include the money they have to pay us for the plant.
All right, that makes sense. But it's still a lot more than ours. Do they have fewer customers?
Yes, I don't remember what the exact number is.
All right, thank you.
Well, they have, it's 60,000 people live in Castro Valley.
That's not how many customers they have, though. The customers are how many households they have.
I know, but I
was just a question. I was just curious since we serve a lot more. Anyway, that's all right. I would just.
Alex, yes,
I was going to say they, you know, by the end of the 5 years, we'll probably be.
Well, unless they change theirs.
Unless they change
theirs. And of course, you know they will. The minute we change ours, they'll change theirs.
They'll certainly increase theirs. I don't know if they would.
It was high. Right.
Just one more comment.
Your salesman, please. I'm looking at the last page with this frequently asked questions. The logo of the shadow of the logo is that it seems to be a mirror image of the thing of the question mark. Oh, I'm on the last page with frequently asked questions. The lower service charges.
Top right corner.
And it has a little question mark with a comment bubble. And the shadow beneath that, I'm just. Curiosity. Actually, Director Duncan brought it up.
I'm just like, it doesn't look right. Is it supposed to be a shadow of the question comment box, or is this just?
Everybody's looking at text. I'm looking at the images here. So
I don't have an answer for you on that one.
You know why? Let me just say. One of my hobbies is looking at differences in two pictures. And this is not correct, but if nobody cares, I don't care. Because if it's a shadow, it's a shadow, and it should be going the same direction as the comet.
And it may not be a shadow. I don't know the answer. It could be just a graphical image of something that looks attractive. I don't know.
Calling attention to the graphic itself.
That's all it is.
Yeah, but
it's well, could you observed underneath. Could you kind of have a bird too? Of them? Thanks.
Any other comments? All right, can we get an amended motion?
Well, no, we don't need an amended motion, do we?
For the date?
Do we need... just, there's no motion on the table, so just when you make the motion, switch out.
Okay, all right. I'll do it. I'll say I'd like to make a motion on item number 7.2 for the resolution fixing time and place for the hearing on the date of, this is for the Proposition 218 notice and district mailing to property owners. Make this resolution for the date of May 21st, 2024 at 5 p.m.
Director Duncan will second.
First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Next is staff director comments. Jimmy?
Just to read an email I sent to the board late last week that we, and something that President Simon just covered, it was in my notes that we don't, in fact, have a violation for the high TSS event, even from mid-January. So that's good news. And lastly, the storms we've been having are highly manageable with what we've been dealing with it very well because of the fact that the storms are more spread out and they're not just intense rain for long periods of time stuck together. So that's good news to report. Other than that, I have nothing else.
Comments? No? Okay. Director Stelzman?
Yeah, this is a good meeting. I'm glad that we were able to pass the resolution with a date that we can all agree on. And I'm hoping that at a future date, we can get some data at a workshop, just with all the storm, the rainwater influence, just graphical, if we have that information already, just for to compare it with the event that happened in 2023. At the end of the, or 2022 December, so we can have some perspective on what kind of inflows this plant has, and we can use that information too as we go forward with our plan to implement a sewer line replacement program in the future. And thank you to staff for all your contributions and efforts, and you're greatly appreciated.
Okay,
just for clarification, is that a thumbs up from the entire board for that request? Okay.
Shop, can we just add it to an agenda item?
Either a workshop or informational, just the information. Yeah. Whatever works best.
Director Duncan?
I attended a HASPA meeting last week, and that was the first time I learned what a supermajority is. Okay. And there's some issue around weighted voting, and I wasn't too upset about that, but I think they're not aware that we're not going to sign. They're aware, but they're not addressing that we're not going to sign any kind of JPA that puts us on the hook for 19% of the budget. And so I just want to go on the record saying that I told their general manager, you know, our Loma's position on this. And so you guys don't have to discuss it if you don't want to, but we're not going to sign up for 20% of a budget for HASPA. And they're continuing to discuss it as if we are, or not to discuss it. They're continuing to discuss business as if we're going to still be a part of it. So when you, if I may, Jimmy, when you participate in the tech discussion, when they revisit the weighted, you may want to remind them that Orloma's position is that we're not going to sign up for a 19% of the budget. Because our request was for them to develop a plan to go and do some recruitment to get more members who are impacted by the shoreline and particularly flood control to become a part of it. So I just want to go on record saying that to my colleagues. But other than that, great meeting, great brochure. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll go ahead and jump in real quick directly, if that's okay. I'm going to have to leave here in a few moments, and Vice President Young will take over for the executive session. Have a great meeting. Thank you very much, staff, my colleagues. Nice job. And kind of building on that HASPA comment, I believe I heard, maybe was it EBDA, that HASPA is meeting, maybe not HASPA officially, but the participants are meeting with Alameda and Oakland and other agencies to the north, or maybe they're just listening in. I think they're trying to form another group that's not as advanced as HASPA, not as far as along as HASPA, but Oakland and Alameda, maybe Berkeley, are having similar discussions. I think some HASPA participants are listening in up there. And, you know, my hope is that ultimately they will all gel into one, again, one shoreline, just like across the bay. So that was positive to hear. So great meeting. And I shared my thoughts on closed session with Vice President Young, and hopefully she can share those. Thank you. Dr. Lee, would you like to go next?
Yes, Dr. Duncan, thank you for your continued advocacy for us on HASPA. A wonderful meeting. We covered a lot of different things. And I also want to do a call out to the general manager. He sent us some information that, you know, as to how many pounds do we save on an annual basis, you know, in terms of carbon dioxide in the air. It's a calculation. It's about 700,000 pounds. And that's a very meaningful number. You know, I think we will need to somehow figure out how to publish that. Probably when at the end of the year, when we get a more accurate number, that's something to say that we're contributing to the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. But thank you for that.
Well, I'm grateful for everything we did in our meeting today, and I will go through this before I leave the building tonight. I would like to request, since both the president and Rita brought up the HASPA thing, can we put an item on our agenda to talk about HASPA? Because I haven't had a report about what's going on there since the last time Rita made a formal report. Maybe it's time the board had a discussion about what's going on with HASPA. If everybody agrees, okay. Can we do that?
Question and clarification on that. Would it be beneficial to have one of the staff members from HASPA here to answer any technical questions or anything? Or
I'm having technical questions. I want to know what they're doing and what we're going to do in conjunction with them. I mean, that's what I want to know.
No, I
don't think it's clear either with me or with her or with them who we are and how we're participating.
I'm clear.
Well, I know you're clear.
From what the direction that I got from you guys.
Sure, of course.
But I think your point is very well taken.
And I know we shouldn't be discussing it at this meeting. I'm just asking to have it on an agenda. Okay. Anything else? Yeah,
Postscript. I'll be going to D.C. this week and meeting with the EPA. If you have any questions you want me to ask the environmental health and safety.
Tell them how much carbon we're taking out of the...
Yes.
Tell them that. It's in the district updates he gave us.
Okay, I will. And what else?
Well, you'll have something to brag about.
Yeah.
Thursday, February 15th. That's when
it's in our agenda. I mean, in our district update. So if there isn't anything else, Alex, do you have anything for the good of the order? Patricia, anyone online have anything for the good of the order? Then this meeting is adjourned and we'll go directly into closed session and ask the staff who are not necessary to please leave the room. That would be you on Zoom.
So all participants on Zoom will be excused.
Thank you. The board has reconvened to open session from closed session where there was no reportable action. This meeting is now adjourned.
Oh. Okay.